right, it is your top story today. Elon Musk and Twitter have reached a deal. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has all the juicy details for us about the deal.
Now that Elon Musk is set to buy Twitter, he has put employees of the social media platform on notice. Their jobs are safe for at least 6 months until he officially takes over. Musk explaining his reasons for the $44 billion buyout in a statement, saying free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy and Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. Musk saying he plans to make Twitter better by getting rid of destructive bots and improving algorithms in an effort to make the platform fair for everyone. The company's stock price up just under 6% from Monday's open at $51.70 before a trading freeze.
So here's the deal. Musk calls himself a free speech absolutist and says he wants to own and privatize Twitter because he believes, as Marianne mentioned in her report there, that free speech is a bedrock of a functioning democracy. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, along with many members of the right, are pretty pumped about this deal.
The left doesn't want you to speak. If you don't agree with them, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, they're going to attack you. They're going to try to cancel you. That all changes today with Elon Musk now owning Twitter.
But critics, like many members of the left, say Elon's kind of hands-off approach, their words, not mine, could lead to Twitter becoming a haven for misinformation and hate speech. In fact, the White House already responding to this purchase.
The president has long been concerned about the power of large social media platforms, the power they have over our everyday lives.
Since when? That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Funny, I don't think Joe had a problem with the rich guys running big tech platforms, you know, like Facebook, Instagram, Google, Microsoft, that list goes on and on. But now he cares about this rich guy running Twitter? I digress. Everyone talking about right now whether or not Elon will reinstate Donald Trump's account. However, Donald has already beat Elon to the punch in answering that question. Trump telling Fox News he welcomes Elon buying Twitter, but says he won't be going back to the social media platform, even if he's invited to the party. He says he's actually going to stick with his own social media platform. As you know, it's called Truth Social. Now, I'll be honest with you, Woboland, I haven't been overly vocal about Elon taking over Twitter, just because I'm not a big fan of dealing in hypotheticals. But here we are. Elon is, in fact, taking over Twitter. A lot of folks are saying this is a win for free speech. Personally, I think that remains to be seen. I sure hope it is, obviously. But this deal is so much more than just free speech. Take note of a couple of things he really wants to do here. As Marianne mentioned in her report, he wants to get rid of bots. That's going to take some serious time. You can't just flip a switch and make something like that happen. He also wants to make this platform fair for everyone and prove that. And he's going to prove that by not only making Twitter's algorithm better, but he wants to open source it. What exactly does open sourcing mean? Essentially, that means everyone and anyone will have access to this algorithm. That would mean a couple of different things. First of all, it would prove that Elon is not censoring anyone, the right or the left. In fact, he'll just be able to point to this algorithm and say, see, I'm not censoring anybody. But it would also mean any engineer, any smarty pants from China, from Germany, from here in the U.S., doesn't matter, would be able to copy this algorithm or make suggestions on improving this algorithm. In other words, we could see like 50 different Twitters adopted from this idea of Twitter because of this open sourcing. But bottom line, Elon thinks by doing this, he's truly going to better humanity. So when I say this is about more than free speech, it is way, way bigger than that. Fingers crossed, this is all going to be better for the betterment of humanity.
Podcasts by Federated Media.